Well, good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Father, how we thank you we can gather in your name, how we thank you for your living word, and how we thank you for the exhortation, especially in these end psalms, just to praise you, just to sing to you, to sing a new song to you, to worship you, to honor you. So guide us this morning as we would be led by your Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we've been saying the last few weeks, we're in these last few psalms right now, and they're all about praising the Lord. So we have 149 today, and 149 again begins with hallelujah, praise the Lord, and it ends with hallelujah, praise the Lord. So this begins with saying hallelujah, praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. And so I was looking at that, and I was thinking of new songs, but I was also thinking of any time you sing a song, think in terms of it as a new song. Not just wrote words, and you get done singing, you don't even remember what you sang, you know, you just sang it, right? But think about the newness of it, because he's always new, right? So This song here is a praise song by Hillsong. Shout to the Lord. But it says, all my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. It says, shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Sing for joy at the work of your hands. And so let's sing this with understanding as we would remember the exhortation here to praise the Lord and to sing to the Lord a new song. And his praise in the assembly or in the congregation as we are here, this little group of saints. So let's sing together.
Thank you.
nothing compares to the promise that I have in you. So Psalm 149, praise to God for his salvation and judgment. Amazing that we're praising him for his judgment. And the part that we will take place in that, as we will read in the latter few verses of this psalm, beginning with praise the Lord, or hallelujah. Again, praise the Lord, and then sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song, and his praise in the assembly of saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise his name with the dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. What a beautiful verse. He will take pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Wow. Now we're going to shift a little bit in these last verses. I think we're going to shift all the way out to the tribulation and after that, because it says, let the saints be joyful in glory. When are you going to be in glory, saints? Actually, when we return with our Lord to the earth, in a way, and when he takes the church home, right? But let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Now, whether their beds in heaven or not, I don't know. But here it's singing aloud in their bed. So anyway, we are positionally already in heaven in a sense. So sing in your beds. That's fine. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. Is his high praise in your mouth? How often is his high praise in your mouth? And a two-edged sword in their hand. Two-edged sword in their hand. What's that all about? To execute vengeance on the nations. What's that all about? And punishment on the peoples. That's got to be the great tribulation. To bind their kings with chains. Move over, Mr. You name the king or president. And their nobles with fetters of iron. So all of you cabinet members and all you those who are going the wrong way, you're going to get fetters of iron, so to speak. And to execute on them the written judgment. Now, what is that? Well, I'm not sure, but, you know, you want to have your name written in the book of life, not just in the name of somebody born and died and not in heaven. So the written judgment. And then notice this honor, what's that mean? This honor have all his saints. Well, I do think we kind of have a capsule of that, or at least to me, I see that here as we go to Revelation chapter 19. Now, verse 11, now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Now listen to this. And the armies in heaven, who's that? That includes us. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. You know how to ride a horse? Well, I think you don't have to worry about that. Followed him on white horses. Now, out of his mouth goes a sharp sword. There we go. With that, he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun. And he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather together for the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains or nobles, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses and of all those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, both small and great. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. Again, there we are. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone, and the rest were killed with the sword, which proceeded from the mouth of him. There's a reference to the sword again. Proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. So, again, reading here in this last few verses, it says, let the saints be joyful in glory of Psalm 148. Let them sing aloud in their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. And then it ends up. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, Father, we thank you for this psalm. And it's kind of beyond my understanding. But we do want to praise you for all things. And we want to praise you because of your righteousness and your judgment, which is coming. And Lord, help us to remember the judgment and the correction and the getting right because of all of sin will be done by you, not by us. And so, Lord, help us to pray for the lost, to pray for the kings and those in authorities, even if they are not with you now, not walking with you now. We need to pray for them. And here we are today with these moments to pray. So lead us by your Spirit and guide us in this prayer time, in Jesus' name. So let's pray. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For endless days we will sing your praise, O Lord, our God. Let's close in this song, words on the backside.
I cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet. My Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb. The entrance sealed by heavy stone. Messiah still and all alone. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For endless days we will sing your praise. Oh, Lord our God. On the third, at break of dawn, the Son of Heaven rose again. Oh, trampled death, where is your sting? The angels roar for Christ the King. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise.
blazing sun shall pierce the night, and I will rise among the saints, my gaze transfixed on Jesus' face.
Father, we do praise your name, Lord, and even an older song here still seems like a new song, Lord. As we think of what's ahead and right around the corner of the saints being with you, and Lord, the victory that you gave us over death, over sin. Hallelujah, Lord. No one else could even come possibly close to what you've done for us. Oh, Lord, help us to carry that message, Lord. Every step of our days until you have us out of here, Lord. The world so needs you, Lord. They so need you. We talk about crazy times. There's nothing crazy about it. It's just we've turned our back on you and so far from you, Lord. And actually, things are better than I would think they would be when we look at your word in the end times. But we know it's just the beginning of birth pangs. It's not the final yet. But help us to use these days, Lord. They're ticking off one after the other, and for the unbeliever, the same thing is happening one day closer to the end of decisions. And so, Lord, may there be those that would come to you right now, Lord. Maybe even each of us could even take a name or two or three or whatever you put on our heart for the next week, and we would just pray for their souls, Lord. We know you're not going to do something just because we say do it because I want to see you do it. We want to see you do it because you love them and they need you. And they're blinded by Satan, and we come against that blindness. We come against the blindness of the flesh and the blindness of the world, Lord. And we thank you. We thank you for loving us. Bless each one here because they came. And may we be available for you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.